Welcome to Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the San Diego Padres. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Davis. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mark Davis. For the San Diego Padres. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Gwynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Garvey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tim Lawlor. Pitching for the San Diego Padres, Tim Lawlor. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garvey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leonard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Garvey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wellman hits a fly ball into right field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Tim Lawler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Davis reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into right field. Gwynn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gwynn. Davis scores. Leonard moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garvey is 0 for 1 in the game. Garvey hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawler for the out. Salazar moves to second. 2 outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Templeton applying the tag. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Joel Youngblood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gwynn hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garvey is 0-for-2 in the game. Garvey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Garvey reaches second base with a double. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Padres nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Greg Booker now pitching. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garvey scoops it up and throws to first, with Booker covering, for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Templeton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua pinch hits for Greg Booker. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bevacqua hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Padres 2. The Giants will come to bat. Floyd Schiffer now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leonard moves to third. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brenly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brenly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonard scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 3 in the game. Wellman hits a pop-up towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Scott Thompson now playing first base. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Garvey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Garvey takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Padres 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Templeton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Templeton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Salazar hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Martinez pinch hits for Floyd Schiffer. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wiggins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Templeton moves to second. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lavelle covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and San Diego Padres, 2. Goodbye from Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego.